and a good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you really need? Cheer up, Sleepy Jean.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We are still honoring Davy Jones, and in this case, Mickey Dolenz. Sadly, Davy Jones of the Monkees died recently, but oddly enough, so did, not so did, but Mickey Dolenz celebrated his birthday. So within a week of one another, they had a birthday and a death, and I think that is life. But I thought we would air again some Monkees music because I think it is a very underappreciated class and quality of music. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years, and he's finishing up doctoral work in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and are expecting a baby very soon. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, great to be back. Boy, so much going on.
Well, tell me first.
Okay, here we go.
Let's start with baby Drew.
Yes. So the baby, 34 weeks, one day, still kicking away.
Excellent.
And, you know, I shared with you, it's been a month now since our friend who's caring for us went into preterm labor. So the good news is he's still growing inside the womb, getting stronger, getting healthier, getting fatter. So
he's got to be about 4 pounds by now if he was 3 a month ago.
He was 3.8 a month ago.
Okay, he's got to be 4, 5, or 6,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So huge answer to prayer. We're excited. The baby room as of last night is completed.
So
we are trying to stock up on sleep.
Good, good. That's a good idea. We are talking about teens today, and I just want to give an advance notice to all my listeners. On Thursday, March 22nd, Pastor Drew will be the co-host of Teen Rap is our segment, of Dad Chat. And he will bring a number of the teenagers from Calvary Church, and we will have a live chat at Calvary Church, and all of you are welcome to join us as we continue to talk about teenagers, but have some teens there to answer questions that maybe your own kids wouldn't. So the anonymity that they can do with strangers might be of value to not only them, but to parents. So next week, Thursday, March 22nd, Dad Chat at 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time will be co-hosted by our own Pastor Drew Sams. So let's talk about teenagers. Is there any hope?
Yeah, is there any hope? Boy, sometimes it feels like there isn't. It, you know, right when you're in the middle of those tough teen years. And like you introduce every week, it's been 6 years for me as the high school pastor. I work with hundreds of teenagers, and there is hope. And I think that there's so many things that we can learn from one another. But, you know, the term teenager is really a modern word.
Actually, I know. You were explaining it to me, and you had some very interesting insights, which I'd like you to share with our listeners. Go on.
Yeah, in fact, well, you know, the term teen or teenager really has only been around for about 50 or so years, but that really came out of the idea of this stage of life called adolescence. And if you follow child educational theory, you can go all the way back to a guy in Geneva in the 1700s by the name of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. And he said there's this stage of development between the age of 12 to 16 that he defined as, you know, you're not a child, you're not quite an adult. It's kind of this middle stage. And out of that came the idea of there being adolescence. Now, I want to go back to that window of years, 12 to 16, a few years. I think today, if we thought those, you know, teenage years were just those 3-4 years, boy, how nice would that be? But in actuality, today it's a lot longer period. It's a lot longer.
If you ask my wife, I'm still there.
Yeah. So here's the fascinating thing. Today, some developmental psychologists will say that actually adolescence is broken up into 3 stages. Early adolescence, mid-adolescence, and late adolescence. And it can start as early as 8 or 9, 10 years old, and last all the way till, get ready for this, late 20s, early 30s.
I'm not the least bit surprised. I mean, I've quoted on this show the statistic that 85% of college grads come back to live back home. And with the a passage of Obamacare, and mom and dad can pay for health care up through age 26. All we've done is taken care of our kids a little further and delayed their independence. I know in some families that's a good thing, but for the most part, it is not teaching our kids to be independent.
Exactly. You use that phrase, delayed independence. That's actually the phrase that they're giving adolescents. They call it delayed or extended adolescence. And for some, you know, I have people that I know that are now in their mid-30s, still living at home, haven't yet gotten a job, parents doing their laundry.
Wow.
You know, and you ask in that situation, gosh, is there hope? And I think there always is hope, but you've got to really be intentional. And I think there's so many things that parents can do before their son or daughter is 35 at home still.
And doing their not doing their own laundry. That is scary. I also asked you, as we talked pre the show, about the biblical references to teenagers. And you had just some startling responses, which I'd also like you to share with our listeners.
Well, at the same time that the idea that the teenager adolescent years is a relatively new label or category, if we were to go all the way back and look, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago at the stories of Scripture, the ones we're familiar with, David and Goliath, for example, Jacob and Esau, you know, some of these very famous stories, that if you actually look at their age, they would fit under what we would today call a teenager or an adolescent. In fact, there's a book that was written about 5 years ago called Teen People of the Bible, and it goes through 29 different characters that were really famous, that were actually teenagers at the time of their, you know, famous parts of the story. Did you know Moses, Isaac, David, Cain, Abel, Esau, all these people were actually at that teenage...
What are you talking about? Moses was Charlton Heston.
Yeah, I know. See, we've been so duped, you know, by Hollywood. And
Moses had a beard, and he was 48.
He was later in life, but the early parts of when he left all the perks of his royal life to identify with his people, when he stepped out of Pharaoh's family and left that, he was a teenager then.
That is absolutely a mind blower.
It is.
And who else? Who else? You said there were like 29 major biblical figures?
Well, I have this list. I'm going to send this to you on the break. It's just a short list. But I'll read all 29 really quick.
Okay.
So you've got Cain, Abel, Isaac, Rebecca, Esau, Jacob, Leah, Rachel, Joseph.
Joseph?
Yeah.
Wow.
Miriam, Moses, Rahab, Samson, Samuel, David, Michael.
Samson was a teenager?
Yes.
I'm truly speechless.
Yeah, Jonathan, David,
I thought
Solomon,
Samson,
so many.
Samson was Victor Mature.
Yeah, you think about these stories, and it's so true.
We're out of time, Pastor Drew. Please tell our listeners where they can reach you. Boy, this could go on for several segments. And in fact, next Thursday, March 22nd, join Pastor Drew for a live hour in which we'll be talking about teens, and you can ask them any questions. Where can people reach you, please?
Boy, I'm looking forward to that, but in the meantime, they can connect with me at drewsams.com.
Terrific. Thank you, Pastor Drew. Great segment. Very, very interesting. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen or email me at bruce@brucesallen.com, and we will be back after this break with Family Financial Matters and Jim Sheinberg. Da 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 da